Thanks for joining us on Name Change Pending today. Josh and Tommy sat down and recorded while I was away on vacation. Due to some cable issues and a mic shorting out a bit, it's kind of a rough product, but I still think it's fun to listen to and hopefully enjoy it.
Who's going to guard Karl Malone? Barkley, they got Akeem on Antoine Carr.
Russell will inbound at half court.
Uh-oh.
Stockton, open three. Good! John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals.
There's one thing I want to say here tonight. It's only four words. This one's for John.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough point.
Hello there, welcome back to Yay Sports, Name Change Pending. This is Josh Keel. We're missing Brian today because he's off on a romantic getaway in Chicago with his betrothed. He's gone with his betrothed, so we're going to do a little show without him. We're supposed to tell you about our Twitter handles. Mine's Rise and Shout, R-Y-S-E-N.
I'm here with Lupe I'm here with Ruthless Lupe himself, Mr. John Tommy Jerome.
At Ruthless Lupe, that's RUTHLESS_LUPE, Ruthless Lupe.
How are you doing today, Ruthless?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little tired, but I'm glad to be here today and talk some sports. Yay sports.
Indeed. This is our Yay Sports episode. So we're just going to kind of
talk about sports.
just kind of different spots in sports. We'll discuss a few issues, like maybe a little bit of baseball, a little bit of fantasy football.
Maybe some Antonio Brown. I hear he's been pretty active.
That's true. We can definitely do updates on Antonio Brown. It seems like weekly we could do an Antonio Brown episode. We can make our own podcast of just Antonio Brown ridiculousness.
Yeah, you really can. It's getting, by far, it's one of the most. It's a circus. That's what I'm looking for. It's a circus now.
Do you think he should play this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he should. Just to.
Why don't you believe women?
It's not that I don't believe her, but neither does the NFL.
So you're saying that neither you nor the NFL believes women. Got it.
No, I didn't say that I don't believe her. It very well could have happened, but the NFL doesn't believe her, and so until they believe her, I say he plays.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's hard to like hold him too accountable when it's just an accusation, because there's no legal reason to not let him play. Because the accusations, like, anyone can accuse anyone of anything, and so cutting out a paycheck of his for that is pretty bad. If he did do it, he should obviously, you know, you always have to put the caveat. Obviously, if he did do it, he needs to be punished to the full extent of the law. But right now, we don't know if he did anything.
Yeah. Oh, cut out? Oh. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he definitely has gone. Definitely went through some turmoil up until now. Finally got onto the Patriots, looked like he was clear to play, and then all of a sudden here comes these accusations. True or not, I mean, it's just unfortunate for this guy. He's just a walking circus at this point. He can't catch a break.
Yeah, he really can't.
Now,
yeah, I think some of it, he needs to be held accountable for his own behaviors. There's a lot of things he's done that have made it harder. If he'd have gone over to Oakland and had just a normal free agency over there, and then this happened, it would be kind of out of the blue. He might get a little bit of sympathy because people would feel like, oh, he's trying to turn his page since he went to Pittsburgh, and, you know, what a bad story. But when you have just the absolute mess that he had all offseason and then this, it's just like, you know, cherry on top of the sundae.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens from there. I hope it all works out for, you know, either party. I hope she is telling the truth that, you know, she gets the justice that she deserves. And if she's not telling the truth, I hope that Antonio Brown can So if she's right, I hope that she gets the justice that she deserves. And if she's wrong and it's just accusations, I hope that Antonio Brown can improve a fantasy team or two out there.
Agreed. Agreed. My brother drafted Hunt from the Browns.
It's a 9-game suspension.
It is a 9-game suspension. You got ahead of the curve on that. The league we're playing in, not the most adept fantasy football player, so I think he felt like he could roll the dice and just hold on to him for the whole time. So I don't know if he's going to get Antonio Brown too, and he'll just be the, you know, people who don't treat women right team. Go. Have on his bench, he'll have Ray Rice and who's that guy from the Cowboys who used to beat up women all the time?
There's been a handful of them.
That's true. We'll just call them the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, but you want to hear a little thing I did in my fantasy league this week?
What'd you do?
So my sister's in the league, and I felt. So I was looking at the rosters between myself and my sister, and I noticed that she had a guy named Otis Howard playing tight end for.
Who's Otis Howard?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him either, so he's not a good tight end is who he is. So I noticed that he was partway through their game through his game this week. So I said to myself, I guess she needs a new tight end. And I had Njoku from the
Browns
on my bench. And so I was like, oh, I could use a running back, and she could use a tight end. So naturally I proposed the trade of Alvin Kamara for David Njoku.
Yeah, a lot of upside on that trade on both parts.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone who wouldn't take Alvin Kamara for David Njoku.
I can't even say his name.
Yeah, for Njoku. So I proposed the trade to my sister, and benevolent soul that she is, she accepted the trade. So now I'll be able to have Alvin Kamara as a running back, along with my other running backs of Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, and okay, Damian Williams from Kansas City.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, like a winner, Tommy. like a winner. That's how I sleep at night.
Fair enough.
You have a couple of those players too, don't you? And?
And Damian Williams. See? So those are good players.
How do you sleep at night?
Yeah, but I drafted those guys.
I drafted assets on me. Assets.
That could be moved.
Yes. I said, oh, I already have Kittle from San Francisco, so I got that tight end. I got extra tight end. I'm going to move him for a running back. And then just went best available. But on the downside of fantasy, the Denver Broncos cost me a game last week. I had a fool tell me that the Broncos were going to be good at defense, and it turns out they were not.
So, Antonio Brown. Oh, so some more Antonio Brown news from about 6 hours ago. It was reported by Adam Schefter that the helmet manufacturer Zenith has decided to end the relationship with Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown, stating, "We look forward to seeing the Zenith shadow worn by football athletes at all levels to play this fall." End quote.
So they're like cutting it because he didn't want to wear it?
I assume so, but
that sounds like they're just trying to get out ahead of the curb on believing women.
Sounds fair.
They're not gonna not believe the victim.
They're not taking any chances.
They are not. At this point in society, no one's gonna get after you for believing her too much, but not believing her enough could cause problems.
True. Sounds like there's a lot of Redskins executives in the NFL for not believing her.
Exactly.
They just want to slam. So there must be some Redskin execs in the NFL commission, because they're keeping it.
Oh, you mean because they're trying to be so offensive?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like they're going out of their way to offend people in spite of what they know the responses are going to be.
Not only a whole race of indigenous humans, right? Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. But also the whole hashtag MeToo movement. So,
yeah, between all Native Americans and all women, they've really offended a big segment of the population.
Who's next? The alphabet people?
They're of course next. They're of course next.
I don't think Brad's gonna end this one. We're just going off the rails.
He's like, this is what happens when I'm not around.
We just take the, we're done. We're taking the blinders off.
I have his computer. We could just post it, edit free.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Edit free with no bumper music. Just put it on the board and see what happens.
So we don't. That'd be so bad. He'd be so mad.
He's like, there's no music.
And then at the end,
so this is Brian Priest with a name change pending.
This is the Brian Priestess alone name change pending episode.
All by himself. This is Brian Priest.
All right, let's take a break from the offensive nature of this topic, and we'll come back and talk about the why.
We'll be right back with Brian Priest does not respect women. Name change pending. Welcome back to Brian Priest doesn't respect women. Name change pending. Also, yay sports. Name change pending. How are you doing, Ruthless?
Doing all right. I just feel like we offended a lot of... Never mind. Yet.
Well, we didn't offend a lot of people. I respect women.
I respect women, too.
30% of the show respects women.
Yeah. True.
I believe victims. I do.
60%, you said.
No, 30. Me.
I respect women.
You don't believe rape victims. And
I never... I never said...
The show says Brian Priest doesn't.
I never said I didn't believe her. I said the NFL doesn't believe her. Anyways, sports.
Yay, sports. Hey, how's your baseball team doing?
You've already called me out on my baseball team so many times, I don't know where they're at anymore.
Remind me who your baseball team is, because I get lost in your changes.
I guess you could say the Astros.
Okay, so right now it's the Astros. When the Astros have 95 wins, then they're your team.
Yeah. Whatever team, out of the Cubs, Angels, or Astros?
The Cubs. Did you adopt the Cubs just because of Super Brian?
I've watched so many Cubs games with that guy. Like, it's ridiculous that I ended up liking the Cubs. They have Javi Baez.
Javi Baez is not terrible. He is broken right now.
He is broken. They also have Chris Bryant. Bryant? Something like that.
Yeah, Bryant.
Here's the thing.
Name another one.
Anthony Rizzo.
Who else?
Boats.
Boats. That must be what Brian called him.
No, his real name is Bodie.
Oh, it is?
What's his name? No.
Bobby Boats? Is that where we're going with? Bobby Boats?
No.
Is it Robert?
No.
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with the Cubs. Well, I went to a Braves game the other day. I'll talk about that while you're looking up Bobby Boats.
Go ahead. David Bodie. Boom.
Bobby Boats is really David.
Well, we
Boats.
Call him Boats. Boats, Boats, Boats.
That's what all you true Cubs fans call him.
Fair. That's a fair statement.
The Braves Arena or Stadium is awesome. It's nice. The one complaint I have about the Braves Stadium is the service. Here's why. We show up, say we'd like to sit in the shade. They talked us into different seats than the ones we wanted, claiming we would get shade. And rather than shade, we got full sun on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. It was brutal. It was so hot. So hot. It wasn't even that humid, but it was like 90 degrees in direct sunlight. Ugh, the worst.
I bet.
I think Brian has pictures he's going to post of the game. But good experience there. I went to that right after I went to the Tennessee BYU game, and we ran into some stranger who talked to us because I was wearing a BYU shirt, and he gave us tickets to sit on the 12th row right behind the Nationals dugout for the last like 2-3 innings of the game. So we got to go sit almost field side for the for a baseball game too.
Nice.
Yep. So front row at the at Neyland on Saturday, almost front row at SunTrust on Sunday. Good sports weekend.
Sports.
EA Sports. Also noticed, even in Atlanta, Brian didn't respect women.
He never does. He
never listened to our voices, Torah. It's important.
Run. He's going to wear a hat at the wedding.
He's forcing us to do so as well.
MAGA hats.
I can't believe he had customized MAGA hats made for all the groomsmen. It's ridiculous.
In
speaking of groomsmen, the AL wild card is annoying me. Because the Indians, I thought, would win the division, and it seems like they're not going to now. And now they might not even make the playoffs because of the stupid Rays and Athletics.
Sounds that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
We were telling you this all, even before the season started, and you got your hopes up.
You really were. Whose hopes were higher, though? Mine or Brian's?
Both are pretty high.
We both thought we'd win the division.
Yes.
We both are sitting. Well, actually, the
Cubs, these Cubs are out. Wild card. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, is that one dead?
Yeah.
So good?
Yeah. So, Brian and I were actually having this debate the other day because the Cubs right now are a wild card team by half a game, and the Indians are not a wild card team also by half a game. And Brian's contention was that it's worse to make the wild card when your team sucks because it makes everyone think that everything's okay and they don't go make the changes necessary to actually become a World Series team.
True.
Where if you're like the Indians and you're really close, then you know you're just a couple pieces away. I mean, we had a guy get cancer, a guy break his arm, and we traded away an ace pitcher this year, and we're still half a game outside.
You traded away a crybaby, though.
Still an ace pitcher.
True.
So the idea being that they're just a little bit away from being able to make the playoffs and make another push, where Brian doesn't feel like the Cubs are in that position and they need to do more, so making the playoffs is a bad thing for them.
Yeah, I mean, I see where Brian's coming from, because, like, you make the playoffs. I mean, I'm not going to compare it. Like, in baseball, I look at it like, yeah, you make the playoffs, you know, you just get better. Maybe you just look at it, so we have injured guys.
Right.
We don't need to make any changes.
Right. And if you miss the playoffs, the hard thing is, like, with baseball, the draft isn't as helpful. Like, you know, in the NBA, it's purgatory.
That score, Colin.
Like in basketball, you don't want to be the eighth or ninth best team because you get crappy draft picks, and so you can't really rebuild with those, but you're making the playoffs, and so you're still losing playoff games and stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. It's unfortunate. I don't know how the baseball draft works. I don't know how they decide the order.
Okay, draft. Okay, so what I know about the Major League Draft is that they pick people out of high school. If the people want to go straight to the pros, they can. They usually go play in, like, single-A baseball. But if they don't want to go pro because they don't like what they got drafted or the signing bonus isn't enough, they can go play in college. If they choose to go to college, they have to play for 3 years, and then they can get drafted again and go to the new team that drafts them. That draft is only available for 1 year. But I don't know how a baseball team rebuilds through the draft, because it can take years and years before somebody comes up.
I think baseball teams are ones that you look at. I don't think they build from the draft. I think they build more or less from free agency more than the draft. Like, even, I mean, you look at all these World Series one, it's not because of, oh, they drafted this guy, he was a game changer. It's, okay, he was a free agent, we signed him to a few-year deals, they play for us and won the World Series.
Yeah, they're more like mercenaries. The guys who come up through systems and say are so rare that you, like, know who they are. Like, Derek Jeter was always a Yankee.
Like, all these guys, like Mike Trout, he's been with the Angels, just got this huge contract, so he's going to be an Angel for
ever,
for the next 13 years. Probably about the same time that Albert Pujols will stop being an Angel. Because I just assume they're going to assign him to another 10-year deal. In his 45th year.
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla is still a Met.
Yeah, 100 and... Man, imagine having that, being a 1.2
2035 or something like that. Like $1 million a year till 2035, is it?
Yeah, 2035 is crazy.
And Chris, I thought Chris Paul was going to go through that in the NBA for the Thunder. I didn't think they thought they were just going to buy out and spread it across.
Yeah, it's crazy. Whoever thought of that system of spreading out your liability for the salary cap is pretty smart. But, yeah. So, anywho, that takes us back to the which brings us back to the Indians and how I think they might not make the playoffs now, which is frustrating. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I guess I mean, given who my friends are. Alright, so I guess I'm just supposed to pick a new team because it seems like that's what my friends do.
Did it work? Yeah, I mean, it's worked for me. Two World Series in the past 4 years, so, you know, I'm winning.
Did you say two out of the last three?
I said four.
You said two out of the last three?
Two out of the last four.
Seems like you should be 4-for-4 the way you hop teams.
I don't like the Red Sox.
Okay. Yeah, that's understandable. I don't know how anyone who doesn't live in Boston likes the Red Sox.
And on the Red Sox suck note, let's call that a show.
Yep, I agree. Red Sox suck. Brian doesn't respect women.
Yep. Yay sports.
Yay sports.
We appreciate you joining us on Name Change Pending today. Make sure and jump on Twitter. Follow your hosts, Brian Priest at BPriest24, Tommy Jerome at Ruthless_Lupe, and Josh Keel at Rise and Shout. Also, we know that you're busy, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your day and give us a 5-star rating on your podcatcher of choice, that would be so amazing. Help us move up those algorithms. I don't totally understand how they work, but I know with some 5-star ratings, the podcast shows up higher on the lists. And we want to help other people find the show, don't we? Doesn't really matter what you say for us. Maybe suggest some new verses for Ruthless Lupe. But thanks again for joining us, and stay tuned for more episodes of Name Change Pending.